whether you're a child into the arts, whether you're a child into the arts and crafts, sports, or a budding computer whiz, there's a summer camp for them. Here to tell us more, I'm delighted to be joined by the director of the ARC. She's Aideen Howard, head of the GEA's Cool Camps. He's Charles Harrison. And the WhizKids camp director, he's Gary Lowe. And they all join me now. You're all very welcome to the programme, guys.
That's great.
We'll talk about summer camps. We're going to start with you, Aideen. Your business now, it's 20 years old. You're slightly different in that you're a year-round business that offers summer camps, maybe slightly different to our other two guests. But tell us about what the ARC does in relation to summer camps, Aideen.
Yes, the ARC is coming up to 21 years old. We're going to be coming of age this autumn. And for the first time this year, we've decided to introduce summer camps in addition to all of the other stuff that we do year-round. And what we do year-round is present shows, theatre, music. We present exhibitions and we do workshops for children. We do that 52 weeks of the year. But this year, we thought that we'd really capitalise on the long and brilliant summer holidays that kids have this year and that we'd introduce some summer camps. So we're running an animation summer camp series over the course of the summer.
And how does that work, Aideen? So little Johnny or Mary is sent in to you for 5 days, is it?
That's right.
What would they actually learn on an animation course?
Well, we started our first one last week. They run from Monday to Friday from 10 to 4, and it's an introduction to animation. So over the course of the 5 days, a child between the ages of 8 and 12 can learn as many different types of animation as we have time to work with. So this past week, for example, we would have been working with sand animation, claymation, pixelation, and all sorts of great things like that, which sounds very high tech. But one of the really interesting things about the summer camp is just how hands-on it is for children, how much old-fashioned making and doing there is as part of the process, as well as the very cool stuff that is very attractive to 21st century children.
Okay, I'll be back to you in a minute. Let me bring in my next guest now, because he runs a very interesting camp. He's Gary Lowe, and he is the WhizKids camp director. Tell us about your camp, Gary.
Well, our camps are tech camps. They introduce children between 8 and 15 into subjects such as web design, app development, animation as well, 3D design. There's a variety of different activities each day depending on the age. We take from 8 to 15s and break them up and have a different program for each age group.
And how do you, how would you know if your child is suitable? Like an arts one, such as Aideen, as so eloquently outlined there, and then maybe a very tech one like web design or, building apps or that kind of thing. How do you know your child is suitable? Or do you just maybe hope that you send them and that they might like it?
Yeah, it's really that. I mean, first of all, it's open to all abilities. The courses get more complex as they get older, but we start from scratch with all of the camps. We started out in 2003 and it was a very niche type of area. In that time, the idea of using technology has become extremely commonplace with young people. They are using it all day, every day, and they're very comfortable with that. So we're showing them how to create content, not just use it. So you're pushing at an open door with a lot of these children. But it's one of those things. You got to get in. You got to roll your sleeves up and see if it's for you.
Okay. And can I ask you then about, I suppose, the qualifications that one would need to run a summer camp? I know yourself and your wife are teachers, is that right?
That's right. And all of the staff that we employ are teachers as well. So we have a panel built up over the years. We're going all year round, actually, Bobby. We go into primary schools and secondary schools.
You do transition year programs as well, which is very interesting. I think that's good, because often transition years really struggle to find, I suppose, properly run and coordinate it, things like you're doing yourself.
The TY program is a fantastic opportunity for children that are kind of coming of age to explore different careers. And, coming in with a tech program fits into, a lot of what Ireland Inc. is trying to do really now, is get good graduates in the IT sector. Okay. So we roll out a lot of those for LIT, based out of Limerick. They part sponsor programs that we do in their catchment area. But it's across the country we're doing TY programs.
All right, I want to bring in my next guest now. He's Charlie Harrison, and he's from GAA Cool Camps. Charlie, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, I see you're carrying an injury here, which goes hand in glove with GAA, I suppose. I hope it happened on the GAA, on the pitch. Now, 1,200 camps over 8 weeks. This is a staggering. The mm-hmm. magnitude of what you're doing, Charlie, is quite significant.
Mm. It's huge, and I suppose in 2006, when the Cool Camps was first founded, I suppose under the direction of Pat Daly in coaching and games there in Croke Park, there was camps popping up everywhere, GA camps, and the GA decided then to kind of have one national project, and that's where the Cool Camps came in. So now since 2006, I suppose it's grown every year. Last year we had 102,384 participants in the Cool Camps.
That's serious.
So it's a staggering number. And I suppose, like, we run our Cool Camps, it's from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2:30 every day, Monday to Friday, and a run for an 8 week period in every county in the country. And not only in this country, we have them internationally as well. We have camps in Saudi Arabia, Australia, New York, all parts of Europe. So it's a massive operation, but I suppose it's down to really the full-time staff. We full-time staff in every county in the country. They mainly coordinate the logistics of the camp, and also our volunteers. I couldn't even put a number on the volunteers, how much they help run the camp. Each club kind of has a volunteer and a coordinator that runs that.
So there's 4,000 coaches and 600 coordinators.
Yeah, so over 4,000 coaches. And
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, everyone of these coaches has to go through a kind of rigorous training program with us. We've an education program, I suppose, that's headed up by Jimmy Darcy there in Croke Park, which is phenomenal. Every coach has to have a foundation course prior to actually being able to coach on a Cool Camp. And then our coordinators go through a rigorous enough training program as well. Because for me, as the National Cool Camp coordinator, they're the most important person there, because they're looking after, they could be looking after up to 200 kids and maybe 25 coaches. So if we've good coordinators, we've a good camp.
Is this all funded by the GA? Is it free? No charge?
There's a price, yeah.
How much
price.
Is it?
It's €55 for the first child, €45 for the second child.
So it's very reasonably
and
priced.
And €40 for thereon. Reasonably priced. And I suppose the number one thing that parents and children keep coming back to me with is the camp kit that the children get. So they get a little zip top, a jersey, and a backpack.
The kit bag is the badge of honour then.
It is, yeah, it is.
And it's also, is it not, supported? You have a sponsor on it with Kellogg's. They're not doing it for the good of their health.
No, they're not. I suppose, yeah, Kellogg's have been in with us there for a number of years and they support us, and it's a great partnership. Like, we've almost, Bobby, 3 million cereal packs that are on every breakfast table every summer.
Yeah, well
that,
done.
That's
it's great. And like, I can see as well how powerful that is in overall all GAA terms. So this is really, this is the recruitment ground for the future players. This is where you'll spot talent. This is where you'll get young kids interested.
Listen, we're guided by the principle that every child should be participating in 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity every day. And that's what we want to do. We're an activity camp. Also, what you mentioned there is, we've a lot of non-GA people, let's say, joining the Cool Camps because it's so big. We want it to be an introduction to the GA for these people, so they see the meaning of the GA in every community in Ireland. And we would like them, the son or the daughter, to come home and say to mommy and daddy, listen, I really enjoyed what the Cool Camp was about there. Can I join a GA club? And that's really it.
Cool and GA are, they're not two words that go very well together, but it's great. It's a great name as well. Okay, Eddie, let me go back to you and ask you about, do you do a Lego course as well? You do?
Yeah,
so
we have one coming up next week, actually.
Tell me about that.
Well, that's a new one. We'll be trying that out for the first time. Well, as we know, and I know this as a parent as well as somebody working in the arts, Lego absolutely is, Lego is nearly as cool as the GAA, I'd say, at this point. It's a huge and enormous attraction for children, and particularly boys, which is interesting to us because we find that boys are not necessarily the first people who are asking their parents to let them do an arts camp.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting way for us to actually emphasise the creative aspect of what we're doing. And I know that there are other Lego camps happening all around the country
as well. And you've got a gig on in there with my old friends, the Hogan Sheehan brothers, Keela, are playing in there. Yeah,
well, that's right. What's up? Oh. We're running an exhibition all summer long, which is free. You can just drop in and see it at any time. It's based on the movie The Song of the Sea, made by Cartoon Saloon, who are an amazing bunch of young
Johnny
animators
Kilkenny.
In Kilkenny.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our ambition is to work with the very best of Irish artists and to find ways for kids to connect with them. So we're showing the exhibition of Song of the Sea, and of course, as you know, the movie, which was nominated for an Academy Award, featured a soundtrack and featured Keela. So they're going to do some gigs for us over the course of the summer.
I've loads
as well.
Of texts and tweets coming in. I have a tweet that says, camps sound great, guys, but with the exception of the cool camps, most are not countrywide. It's a major disadvantage. So somebody there from maybe a rural setting saying that they don't have access to it. Would you have any views on that, Gary?
We're getting there, Bobby. We're in 9 universities and institutes of technology around the country. Up here in Dublin, UCD, DCU, Maynooth, in CIT, UL, NUI Galway, IT Tralee and Clonmel.
I'll just go back to the question of the qualifications again. How do you compete, I suppose, with maybe camps that are set up but that aren't really properly structured, that aren't really properly funded? Is there a Garda vetting process, for instance, that's needed? I just want to know a bit more about the legislation around it.
Absolutely. Garda vetting is essential, something that we insist on. The Teaching Council of Ireland have a Garda vetting system, so that's why we work with teachers only. I mean, these children are in our care from 9:30 till 3:30 and a little bit before and a little bit after, and it's something that is essential. There are a lot of camps springing up, and over the last 13 years I've seen some of them come and go, and scale is an issue. You know, if you're operating on a small local level, it might not be possible to have all of the you know, safeguards that one would like to see in place. But the care of the children is essential. Our camps, you know, are kind of sedate. We do a little bit of sports, get out each day, but it's very much in the classroom environment, working on computers.
And do you find that's helpful, that, you know, it seems slightly at odds with what you're doing, where, you know, you're trying to promote something that is web design and very technical, and then do you feel it's essential to marry some sort of sporting activity with it, just to keep the general level
Absolutely.
Of interest up there?
It's to freshen up the minds.
Okay.
You know, it's get them out, get a bit of fresh air, get them moving around. Very important. Activity is something that I, you know, personally be promoting anyway. We also build in some fun activities. You can't be sitting down coding all day long.
Yeah.
You know, the brain would fry a little bit. So we have what we call our Spy Academy, which are challenges that
this
kids
is sort
have
of James
to,
Bond stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and stop the villains and that kind of thing, and breaking codes and Morse code
I'm
and that kind
already.
Of thing. You know, so it breaks up the day. We do 3 technical activities, each one lasting about 90 minutes, and then we break it up with 2 45-minute activities that are just pure fun.
I have another text here. It says, my eldest went to WhizKids in DCU last summer. A great week. She loved it. Charlie, let me go back to you about, I suppose, the responsibilities they're in coordinating such a vast number of kids. Mm-hmm. What about insurance? What about those kind of things that are... Where is it expensive?
Yeah, well, listen, we're probably one of the only camps in the country. Like, we look after the insurance. The GA thinks if you're a GA member, you obviously have insurance straight away. There's a pot there,
right,
that we look after.
That's a kind of a self-insurance fund,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's
yeah.
a self-insurance yeah. fund. Mm. So if children, which inevitably happens with over 100,000 children, there will be broken bones and there will be this and there will be that. The GA will look after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of, I suppose, identifying talent, is there, if they're on the go since 2006, have there been people spotted at these camps that are now sort of playing in minor finals and that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're starting to get the first maybe participants of the cool camps through now. But in general, we are a participation camp. Mm. It wouldn't be a performance camp.
Mm.
So it's all about fun and it's all about a safe environment for the kids. So I wouldn't say there'd be talent spotting, but we would always try to get our children there that are playing well, try and get them involved in the club, and then they can progress through the system there. Like, we've a lot of other initiatives that the cool camps kind of feed, like Go Games, which happen in every primary school in the country, and we would hope, we've a new initiative called Super Game Centres that's going to maybe tap into the TY system, where it's participants driving participation. So we've a lot of initiatives there where the GAA hopes to keep the participants of the code camps involved.
And does the GAA see this as a key battleground, I suppose, for recruitment against the opposition of soccer and rugby and all that? That these, like, let's be honest about it. Surely that is part of the strategy, is it not?
Listen, it's probably a good indication where we are nationally as regards to other national government NGBs, but we've kind of an advantage, let's say, to the other sporting organisations where we're in every community in the country. So we wouldn't see that. We would like to see more and more kids joining, obviously, and it's healthy for us that we've over 1,100 camps and over 100,000 children.
Okay, lots of people asking where can we find out more information. Aideen, first to you.
www.arc.ie.
Very simple, Gary.
Wizkids.ie.
And Charlie?
Kellogg's GA Cool Camps.
There you go. See, the sponsor even get their name into the correspondence, so that's great. Okay, well, thanks very much. It's an interesting business. It's an interesting topic, and well done to you all.